Rights Champion Decries China's War on Women on Women's Day. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 8, 2021. Human rights champion Reggie Littlejohn took advantage of International Women's Day to condemn the continuing forced abortions and other violations of women's rights perpetrated by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. The women's movement can claim no real victory so long as this scourge against women continues to blight the face of the earth, said Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Chinese women cannot stand up against forced abortion without risking detention, for themselves and for their families. How can the so-called First World celebrate the global triumph of women's rights when the CCP continues its war on women with no repercussions? Littlejohn told Breitbart News. China's two-child, formerly one-child, policy has also resulted in a huge gender gap because of the preference for male children and the extermination of girls in the womb. Gendercide, the sex-selected abortion of baby girls, has been practiced for generations in China, and widows are destitute and abandoned in the countryside, Littlejohn said. A particularly horrifying case is the systematic rape, sterilization, and forced abortions performed on Uyghur women in the Xinjiang province, she declared. The CCP has also been credibly accused of forcibly aborting and sterilizing Uyghur women in the hundreds of thousands, as well as committing infanticide of full-term babies born outside of the family planning limits, she added. I find it impossible to celebrate any advancement of women's rights anywhere on earth, Littlejohn said, when one out of five women in the world is subject to a regime that will strap them down to tables, thrust its hands into their wombs and rip their little ones out, as these women scream and plead for the lives of babies they desperately want. Littlejohn also urged First World feminists to stand up for the grave violations of human rights that occur on a daily basis in China, which, ironically, will host the 2022 Winter Olympics. It is a travesty that China, one of the worst women's rights offenders in the world, is being honored by hosting the 2022 Winter Olympics, Littlejohn noted. I call on the international women's rights community to join me in pressing to get the Olympics moved to a country that respects the rights of women. It is time for all women to rise up for our sisters in China and be a voice for the voiceless, she said. Follow at Williams Rome.